Yeah. With Katrina happening, some of the policies that have been put forth, like getting rid of food stamps and all that, when you have those sort of catastrophes, how does that square when you have that?
Well, when you have catastrophes, there's always emergency relief that's necessary. Here's the problem with food stamps and all the dependency programs. It's when they become long-term and permanent. I think the genius of welfare reform, which after all happened under Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, is do not make welfare permanent. If people need temporary help, we want to give them temporary help. But you don't want to get people into a cycle of dependency. Once you do that, you start to ruin a lot of other things about that person's life. So to give them food stamps during an emergency, that's a wonderful thing to do. I don't think there's any problem with that. Giving them food stamps permanently, that's more of a problem.
With this hurricane going on,
yes.
And there's been talk about, you know, having austerity measures when it comes to relief for natural disasters. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that?
You grow the economy, and then that's how you create jobs. And so that can only be positive. And I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina, in the midst of different hurricanes. And so I know that it's the private sector that grows and creates the jobs.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
No, thank you.
Okay. We have a hurricane that's going on in New Orleans, and we know that there's been talk of a lot of belt tightening, and we've even heard people talk about that maybe those who are in the path of disaster don't really need government aid, especially when we're talking about smaller government. How do we look at what's happening with Isaac right now in New Orleans? What do you think should be the response, or what do you think Paul Ryan's response should be to this?
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we're not looking at leaving people on their own, but rather giving them better services for less money out of their paychecks. We want government to be responsive and efficient.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
You have a great day.
You too.